Escaped Russian robot arrested at political rally. Robots are people too? That could have been the rallying cry for a Russian robot that was arrested by police after its latest escape attempt from its laboratory. The escapee, Promobot, is designed to work in crowded spaces to assist the public with navigation and the translation of promotional materials, according to its developers. The robot recently drew media attention when it disrupted traffic after its second apparent escape attempt. Now the robot has reportedly escaped for a third time, ending up at a rally for Russian parliamentary candidate Valery Kalachev. According to a Promobot spokesperson, the police were called due to concerns about the robot recording voters' opinions on a variety of topics for further processing and analysis by the candidate's team. Police removed the robot from the crowded area and even tried to handcuff him, the spokesperson told Inverse in an email. Technical details on Promobot are sparse, but the first version had a battery life of 8 hours, movement speed of half a kilometer per hour, cost $5,000, and sold 20 units, according to the company website. The second version cost $7,000, with the same limited technical specs and sold 215 units. In what I'm sure is pure coincidence, the latest version will be unveiled next month by Promobot founder and CEO, Yuzhakov Alexei. Promobot was designed for a variety of applications, including greeting visitors to a shopping center and answering their questions, office administration, acting as a hotel concierge, serving as a docent in a museum. At this point, it's difficult to see these escape incidents as anything other than publicity stunts. You know the old saying, let your robot escape once, shame on it, let your robot escape three times, shame on you. For a more grounded robotics story, find out why road spending is expected to spike in the robotics industry until 2020.